Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
News, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. President Biden will ask Congress for billions of dollars in military aid for Ukraine and Israel. CBS's Peter King.
The president says the U.S. needs to step up.
American leadership is what holds the world together.
That's why he says he's asked Congress for what he calls an urgent request, $100 billion, much of it in military aid for Israel and Ukraine and their fights against Hamas and Russia.
History has taught us that when terrorists don't pay a price for their terror, when dictators don't pay a price for their aggression, they cause more chaos and death and more destruction. They keep going, and the cost and the threats to America and the world keep rising.
Peter King, CBS News.
A CBS News poll looks at how Americans feel about the latest conflict in the Middle East. Jennifer DePinto is deputy director of surveys for CBS News.
Amid the Israel-Hamas conflict, large majorities of Americans express concern about the conflict leading to a wider war in the region and about terrorism here at home. Roughly 8 in 10 express at least some concern about each of these. And this concern is shared by most Democrats, Republicans, and independents.
CBS's Roxana Saberi spoke to an American family in Israel whose hope that loved ones taken by Hamas will return home has turned into heartbreak.
I think it's everyone's greatest nightmare.
It's the outcome Abby Owen was dreading. She says Israeli authorities confirmed yesterday they found the bodies of her cousin, 80-year-old Carmela Dan, an Israeli-American citizen, and Dan's 12-year-old granddaughter, Noya.
Tell me about Noya. She is a Harry Potter fan. She dresses as Harry Potter. She was a 12-year-old with autism. She was very, very close with her grandmother.
Our Jim Crisula on a new concern about e-cigarettes.
It's a growing problem no one is quite sure what to do about. How to get rid of countless disposable e-cigarettes that are considered hazardous waste. They contain nicotine, lithium, and other materials that can't be reused or recycled. They aren't supposed to go into trash under federal law.
Come 2024, Californians will have options to take